Hey everybody, I'm back again. This is Chit Chat with Scorpio, with your host Scorpio Queen. So this episode is going to be about Tasha K. So y'all know who Tasha K is. If y'all don't know who Tasha K is, Tasha K is a YouTube content creator. She's been making content about different celebrities. And she said some derogatory stuff towards certain celebrities. Now, we're going to be talking about Cardi B. Now, y'all remember that Cardi B has sued Tasha K for defamation of character, right? Because remember, Tasha K said that Cardi B has an STD. Cardi B went to the doctors, took an STD test, and it all came out negative. And she showed it on the internet, so which makes it a defamation of character on Tasha K's part. So Cardi B won her case and was awarded $4 million. Everybody knows Tasha K cannot afford $4 million. She has nothing. So basically, when they were in court, the judge told her she could not transfer any money to other accounts, right? Fast forward, she had a bankruptcy court case trying to go bankrupt. And during that bankruptcy trial, she was asked if she had transferred any monies to any other accounts. And in that court case, she said she did. Now, if you go back to the court case with her and Cardi B, she lied to the courts and said she did not move any monies from other accounts. So basically, she perjured herself, and she could be facing obstruction of justice, or she could even be facing perjury because she lied. So she still owes Cardi B that $4 million. Now, just recently, Cardi B has said that she forgave Tasha K for the things that she did, for the things that she said. And, you know, I do commend Cardi B for that, because it don't make no sense to hold grudges. I can understand that. But at the same time, I would not let go or let off of her paying that money. Why? Because number one, as a podcaster or a YouTube content creator, as what Tasha K is, she should be very, very mindful as to what she says about people. Tasha K has been talking so bad about celebrities for so many years. And basically, it's finally caught up to her because Cardi B has the sense to sue her. To say that somebody has an STD and you don't even have proof, that's damaging and that's wrong. Not only that, Tasha has also went against Larry Reed from Larry Reed Live. If y'all remember, she also she did an interview with him. And no, let me take that back. She did an interview with a young man that said that Larry Reed had touched him or R-worded him. All that was a lie. And she kind of thought by doing that, she was doing something against Larry Reed. But see, I know personally, Larry Reed did not do nothing to that boy. There's so many proofs as to where you can tell that boy was happy. He's a grown man now, but in previous Instagram pictures, he makes positive statements about Larry Reed's ex-wife. He makes positive statements about Larry Reed's best friend, Shimako. But somebody that has been awkward, they would never be on the internet making postings, positive postings on the person that sexually attacked them. That's just not going to happen. I didn't do that. That's for sure. That was one thing that Tasha K did. Tasha K also tried to manipulate him, tried to extort money from him. It's a lot of things that Tasha K has done. And I do believe that Larry Reed is actually planning on suing her as well. Everybody knows who Larry Reed is. He was one. He didn't care what came out of his mouth either until these pastors started sending him cease and desist orders. And he kept singing that song, cease and desist orders off of punks. Well, since then, he stopped doing it. So, as far as Tasha K is concerned, now all of a sudden, she's asking for forgiveness because she needs somebody like Cardi B to help her become a better woman. Basically saying stuff thinking she's going to get out of paying $4 million. Now, Cardi B did say she was going to talk to her lawyers, but I doubt she probably can get the price down. Who knows? But if not, Tasha K is going to be liable and going to have to pay that money. Somehow, some way. See, that's why you got to be really, really careful at what you say about people as a broadcaster, as a podcaster, as a content creator. You have to be careful of what you say to people because people have a right to defend themselves. People have a right to sue you. Like Tasha K got sued. And especially if you know good and well that you don't even have the type of money that they are suing you for, you don't need to be opening up your mouth to be insulting anybody or defaming anybody. Because then you would be in the shoes that Tasha K is in right now, trying to figure out what the hell she gonna do. Because now she done put herself in a deeper hole because of the fact that she lied about transferring money to other accounts. Her husband is an African. I'm pretty sure her husband has African bank accounts. That's where that money was being sent to, them African bank accounts that they got. She actually took a trip to Africa with him and they were supposedly renewing their marriage vows. So it's a lot. It's a lot. Instead of her traveling, she should have been saving her money up to pay Cardi B back. But let's hope that, which I doubt, but I hope that she learns a lesson throughout all of this. Because she definitely tried to play like she was getting depressed. She didn't look depressed, but she was acting like she was going into depression. She basically was trying to prey on the heartstrings of Cardi B so that she can stop the whole process of her getting her money back. That's all that is. Tasha K is good at acting, but she ain't that good. But I believe she was acting, especially on her recent video she did asking for forgiveness. I believe that she acting, because I don't believe that she would want Cardi B to teach her to be a woman. How does she, and she's older than Cardi B, so why would she need somebody like Cardi B that's younger than her teach her how to be a woman? She should already know how to be a woman. She's got two kids now. Or is it three? that she should already know how to be a woman. She should not have to be taught how to be a woman. Her mother should have taught her how to be a woman. Let's really be real. Why is she looking for somebody like Cardi B? And I love Cardi B, but Cardi B is younger than her. She should already know how to be a woman. So, all she can do now, Tasha K, all you can do now, take all of this as a lesson. Watch what you say on your podcasting, on your YouTube page. Watch what you say about people. That should be your lesson, to watch what you say about people. But I kind of already know you're not going to do that, because you're going to say whatever you want to say, and then you'll end up again being sued. But at least try to watch what you say, because right now everything is biting you in your behind. Let's keep it real. It's biting you in your behind, and you scrounging and trying to figure out how you're going to pay that money. So, yeah, your lesson to learn, watch what you say. Just watch what you say. You're going to have to watch what you say. You don't care about what people think about you, because you lost a whole lot of supporters. Yeah, you still have supporters, but you lost a whole lot. You lost a whole lot behind it. Well, actually, you lost me as a supporter years and years ago, because I seen right through you. But anyway, I hope that Cardi B does. I hope that you can get what you need to pay her. And I hope that Cardi B sticks to what she's doing. Pay that $4 million back to her. She is owed it. And she deserves it after what you put her through. Anyway, thank you guys for watching or listening. There's going to be more stuff coming up. Again, I'm still going to be doing another show on the Rough Riders. Yep, I am going to be talking about the Rough Riders, because there's a lot of stuff that's going on, and they don't seem to care. So y'all stay tuned for that one, okay? Thank you for listening, watching, and y'all have a great day.